Matt Grant, and you're listening to The Malware Report. We're at the 2011 RSA Conference. On today's show, I have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
So why don't you tell us a little bit off the bat what you're seeing at this year's show, especially in comparison to last year. How's the feel?
Well, in past years, there have been trends or themes. Like for a while, it was UTM, Unified Threat Management Devices.
Right.
Or last year, of course, big, huge thing was the cloud.
Right.
There have been a variety of trends. And this year, I don't see any convergence like that other than the one trend I've seen is win a free iPad.
Right, exactly.
Everyone's giving away an iPad.
Yeah, but does anyone actually protect them? Or?
Yeah, no, there aren't actually any real security products for
right,
an iPad.
Right, exactly.
And we're all security vendors here.
Yep.
But, you know, the security industry is very, very broad. And there's somebody that has a product or service that deals with every aspect of the industry. You know, I've seen everything from 3M, which has privacy filters for your computers so that people can't look over your shoulder and see what's on your screen.
Right, right.
To companies that are talking about encrypting data between your computer and the cloud.
Right.
To, you know, traditional antivirus vendors and, you know, everything in between and beyond.
You know, there's a lot of keynotes and sessions on the cloud, as you pointed out, and as there were last year. Do you think this year there's more practicality around the cloud, and do you think folks are talking a little bit more about how to actually get to the cloud?
I think a lot of people are talking about how they've got the solution that allows you to do that.
Right.
But I think that cloud security is really still in its infancy, and it's going to be a while before they've got practical advice that really raises the bar on cloud security.
You know, the other thing that we're seeing at the show, and you and I talk about on the Malware Report quite a bit, is mobile threats. And it seems like mobile security is another hot topic at this year's conference. I mean, with the increased adoption in the Android and the iPhone, are you seeing this as an issue that people are looking at this year's conference?
I don't see a lot on it. I mean, in passing, vendors will mention that they have a mobile security product. I still haven't seen a lot of the floor, so I don't know. Maybe there's a booth out there that says we've got the mobile security solution for
right.
you. But there's not a real good mobile security solution at this point because, like the iPhone, Apple has to approve an application, and for a security app to actually function at the low level it needs to, you'd pretty much have to root your iPhone. And the approach Apple has taken, instead of having a security product mess with their operating system at that level, they're going to vet the applications, prevent malicious apps from getting on your iPhone in the first place. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, you've got Android, which anyone can write an app for Android, and Google's approach is if we find out it's bad, we'll pull it from the market.
Right.
But you can still get non-market apps. But if you want to run a firewall or some other security product at that low level on your Android phone, then you've got to root the droid. So,
right.
I think for that reason, we don't see a lot of focus on mobile security. You know, ASET has some mobile security products for Symbian and Windows Mobile. But right now, we're not in the Android and iPhone market in terms of a security product. Although we got a really cool little iPhone app that you can get on the Apple Store.
What do you think the feel or the environment is at this year's conference? It seems to me that there's a lot more optimism in the air and just a good feel.
Yeah, people are very upbeat this
yep.
year. I think probably that has to do with the fact that they're happy that they still have jobs the way
right.
the economy's
yeah.
been. But, you know, people come here to learn. This year is the 20th anniversary, so like some of the leading cryptography and security experts from the past 30 years
right.
are giving keynotes here this year. And that,
right.
that's really pretty exciting stuff.
Any keynotes in particular that you're looking forward to or anything else at this show that you're excited to see?
I'm not looking at the keynote so much, although I'd love to go see Bruce Schneier. He's always entertaining,
right.
controversial, and has salient points. But for me, it's more looking at the variety of security products out there and learning about security technologies I didn't even know existed. And talking to people, it's like, what does your product do? What's the problem you're trying to solve? And
right.
What's your approach to this?
Yeah, no, it's always a good chance to meet face-to-face with a lot of the folks in the industry. Well, Randy, thanks so much for joining us on today's show. If you have any questions for Randy or anything else that took place at the conference, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.